Our weekly check-in with Brad Powers, bradpowersports.com, that Bill King link at the top right of the page. Of course, he's on with Bill every Friday morning, the 8 o'clock hour, and then on Twitter as well, at BradPowers7. Good morning, Brad.
Good morning. How are you doing on this fine Wednesday?
I'm doing well. Hope you had a nice Thanksgiving.
Right back at you. It was, a work day.
Hope you won a lot of money, not ate a lot of food. Okay.
The Dallas Cowboys didn't work out for me, so it wasn't a profitable one. But all in all, we're still here. So.
I'm going to start with just looking at the – I want to look back to the Iron Bowl and all the stuff that's coming out of that now with Alabama. I really feel sorry for Nick Saban, by the way.
Poor guy. Yeah, he'll just have to survive with his sixth national championship.
But, with all of that, just the way all of that played out, not having a dog in the hunt, sometimes you just pull for things like that to happen,
Yeah, I mean, to get some new blood, at least in the college football playoff, it's going to be nice a little bit. Although, if it's about money and, sometimes Alabama having that dynasty in there is good for business. But I think all in all, a great game. If you just put your fan hat on, one of the better games of the entire season. Obviously, Auburn was an outright upset winner, but if you're going to ask me how my takeaway from the game is, I didn't downgrade Alabama for losing that game. In fact, I came away pretty impressed. If it's not for a couple of fluke plays, Alabama with a backup quarterback goes in there and wins that game and probably wins it comfortably if you take out the couple of pick sixes. So it'll be very interesting to see how motivated Alabama is come this bowl game, because what the playoff committee did last night was basically take them, forget the playoffs, and even forget the New Year's Six games. They basically took them out of commission last night. So I'm questioning how motivated Alabama's going to become bowl game, because it doesn't look like they're going to be in a big one.
They'll play good in Shreveport,
Music City Bowl? Come on, what do you say?
I don't know if I want him up here complaining for a month.
Oh, it'd be great.
So it would be for you.
All these boots stores on Broadway. Who buys boots anymore?
Oh, man. All right, championship Saturday. Am I looking at this correctly, or sometimes I miss this? Did LSU open at 4 and jump to 7? Is that correct, or am I missing
that? I think people overreact to that. Keep in mind, that's one book, and a lot of times those are gone within 10 minutes. So, 4, I'm going to be perfectly frank. I agreed more with the 4 than the 7. Now, there's a lot of concerns about Georgia's injury situation. Obviously, top wide receiver's out for the year. Second wide receiver for them is going to be suspended for the first half, and then the top running back, DeAndre Swift, for Georgia, is a little bit banged up. Looks like he's going to play, but we'll see how effective he'll be. So there's that, and then also people just got done seeing LSU play their most complete football game of the season, beating Texas A&M 50-7. So that's part of the reason why LSU has taken some early money. But keep in mind, how much money did it take for that line to go 4-7? I'm guessing it's under $10,000 total.
Wow.
So just keep that in mind.
So just don't pay much attention to those, because one book could do that, just one place.
I'll just tell you from experience, one bet that I'll move on those opening lines from that Circus Sportsbook. One bet for me, like a $1,000 bet for me, I'll move the line a point. So, they'll just move it because, people that are betting 11 a.m. on a Sunday and willing to risk, a limit bet at that time, that's all they'll allow you to bet, is about $1,000 on the app. They see that, they're gonna move the point spread about a point.
Well, are you out there sort of cherry picking then at that time?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Probably anywhere from $3,000 to $5,000 a week is what I usually, nickels and dimes, $500 and $1,000 bets. So every Sunday morning I'm picking those off.
Brad Powers with us, bradpowersports.com, the Bill King link, top right of the page. John?
Must be nice to have that disposable income to bet on a weekly basis. How about Big Ten championship game? Ohio State, obviously an overwhelming favorite, I would assume. Any chance Whiskey can keep this one close?
Ooh, No.
Okay.
Next question.
Yeah. Moving on.
I just think, I mean, the fast track, no weather, and keep in mind there was a little bit of weather in the earlier meeting. Ohio State still dominated 38-7, fast track in Indianapolis. The only concern maybe Ohio State is how many games can they get up four in a row. I mean, just got done playing Penn State and Michigan. But, I mean, they don't have to play their A game, and I could still see them covering a 16.5-point spread here.
Wow.
I lean more towards the over here. I don't see Wisconsin stopping Ohio State. And to be perfectly frank, I was kind of impressed with Wisconsin's offense in the weather last week against Minnesota. They started throwing the football a little bit. I think Wisconsin will be able to move it a little bit on Ohio State. I lean towards over 56.
Michigan, what are we thinking about that? Because they just don't seem like they're getting any closer.
Yeah, I mean, they're not, but, I mean, is college football getting closer? Because, I mean, right now, Ohio State's historically good. Like, I mean, if Ohio State goes out and, you know, wins the Big Ten championship game and ends up being the national champion, I mean, I'm guessing the Power Rangers are going to have Ohio State as the best team we've seen in college football in the last 20, 25 years. So, I'm not sir, this particular season is a Michigan issue. I think it's just, you know, Ohio State right now, it probably has their best team in school history. So I know a lot of people want to bang on Harbaugh, but, I mean, who's gotten really close to Ohio State yet this year? I mean, we'll see what some of the more elite teams do come playoff time. But right now, Ohio State, I mean, Jeff Sagarin's ratings, which were a part of the BCS era. I mean, he's got Ohio State as the third best team since the BCS started in 1998. The two best teams would be the 0-1 Miami team that he has up there that was probably the most talented team in college football history, and then the 2005 Texas team with Vince Young.
No, it's funny you mention that because a lot of people say, oh, you know, Penn State played him tough. Well, Ohio State, they turned the ball over like three straight times and let him back in the game.
Exactly.
Otherwise, that's a blowout. What about the ACC championship game? I imagine the same. Clemson, a big favorite over Virginia. If you hear Dabo Sweeney talk, the committee would love to see the Cavaliers pull the upset so they could get yanked out of the CFP. Any chance that the Cavaliers can make it a game?
I think there's a chance, but, I mean, not make it a game, maybe cover the 28.5-point spread.
Yeah.
And that's you know, huge. It's the biggest point spread we've ever seen as far as a championship game goes.
A lot of respect for the Hoos, man. A lot of respect for the Hoos.
Well, I mean, it's unbelievable what Clemson has done. So, I mean, you would think a very public team like Clemson, a team that's won two of the last four national championships, actually two of the last three, you think you'd be paying a premium and you wouldn't find much value betting on Clemson. But the reality is in their last 22 games, obviously Clemson's won all 22, but against the spread, last 22 for Clemson, they're 18-4 against the number, covering by nearly double digits every single game by average. I mean, it's incredible the run they're on. I don't want to step in front of them here. I would, in fact, lean Clemson minus 28.5.
Wow.
Well, let me ask you this. So, because the quotes from coming around from Dabo, and I know what he's doing, and I'm a big fan of Dabo Sweeney and what he's done there. And, you know, he's going to fight for his team, and, you know, and they haven't lost a game. Well, they won 27 in a row, something like that.
Yeah, they've done everything that they're supposed to do.
But. All right, let's look at the championship games. If LSU loses to Georgia, LSU probably is still in because of unless it's a blowout, then maybe Georgia comes that number four team. If Ohio State loses to Wisconsin, would it still be in?
I think they should be in.
Yeah?
Yeah.
LSU and Ohio State can lose and still be in.
All right. I
think that's the case.
But then if Clemson loses to Virginia,
I think they're out.
They're out.
Clemson would be out.
Yeah.
What if Georgia loses but it's a close game? Let's say LSU wins on a field goal at the gun. Are they out?
Two losses.
Yeah, Georgia's out. I mean, you got to put, at that point, you put in either, you know, Utah or Oklahoma.
Okay. All right, which one's that? Utah, okay, let's say, all right, Oklahoma's an 8.5-point favorite over Baylor, and that would be the second time of beating Baylor. Utah with Oregon, 6.5. Let's say chalk holds and Utah wins and covers and Oklahoma wins and covers. Isn't the Baylor wins twice, if you just go by where they are ranking, looks like that would put Oklahoma ahead of Utah. But there's something in me says they want a West Coast team in there.
I totally agree with you. Not only do I think Utah, you know, will get in that scenario, but I think they actually deserve to get in. I mean, at that point, Utah would have won 9 straight games and covered 9 straight games in a row. That's awfully tough to do where, you know, Oklahoma's won like 2 or 3 coin flip games. There haven't been coin flip games with Utah. They've been consistently good in all 3 phases, special teams, offense, and defense. You know, I think power ratings-wise, they're a little bit close. I think some people have Oklahoma ahead of Utah. Some people have Utah ahead of Oklahoma, and I got them almost basically even. I just think, you know, we're treading, you know, danger. We're going down a dangerous road. I mean, college football, where, I mean, the BCS era at least started off this sport becoming a regional to a national sport, and now it's almost going in reverse where it's going back to being a regional sport. Yeah. I think we need a West Coast team in the playoffs, and I actually think they deserve to be there at that point if they won and covered 9 straight games entering the playoffs.
Brad Powers with us Sunday. Obviously, we talk about Titans here. They're going to Oakland, coming off the win. The Titans, I saw where it started as a pick. Maybe that's just one book, but it's 2.5 with the Titans minus the 2.5, and then getting the cover and win and cover in at Indy with some some help with some, I don't call them fluke plays, but plays that are not out of the routine, like a block kick 6 and all of that stuff. How are you looking at the Titans and the Raiders?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards the Raiders, and, you know, it's funny that you mentioned that. I mean, that's one of my main reasons. I mean, anytime you get a 10-point play, the people that are betting NFL are just, I mean, they're prisoners of the moment. They're just going to look at the score. Ooh, Tennessee, they're on fire, and they are with Tannehill. They are an upgrade, and they are playing their best football of the season. But, I mean, that game basically came, it was a tie ball game against Indianapolis last week. The final looks good, and you get a block field goal that's worth 10 points. I think that puts at least a half-point premium on Tennessee, and I think also people are going to see, hey, Oakland the last couple weeks, recency bias is going to be very anti-Raiders because they got blown out by the Jets and the Chiefs again. I think all that creates a little bit of value on the Raiders here, plus 2.5.
Game I'm looking at, Ravens at the Bills, big AFC matchup. A lot of people wonder if the Bills are for real. I think we'll find out on Sunday. Overall, what do you think of Buffalo, and how do you see this game with Baltimore?
Well, I mean, coming into last week, I thought Buffalo was one of the most overrated teams in the NFL. But, I mean, on a short week on the road against what I thought would be a desperate Dallas team,
right,
they went in there and played their best game of the season. So I came away very impressed with the Bills. That was their best performance of the season. But, I mean, the only thing that's been able to really stop Lamar Jackson and the Ravens the last 5-6 weeks, maybe Mother Nature against the 49ers slowed that offense down a little bit. It's certainly not cheap at 5.5 on the road against a good defense, but I would prefer to lean with the Ravens here minus the 5.5. I just think we're seeing something in Lamar Jackson that it's going to take an entire offseason to figure out how to defend him.
Brad, give us something Saturday, give us something Sunday or Monday. one in each.
Thursday.
Yeah. There's not a Thursday game this week, is there?
Yeah, the Chicago Dallas.
Oh, that's right, tomorrow night. Yeah,
Cowboys, Bears and Chicago tomorrow
night. That's right, yeah. I'm looking at today. Bears and the Cowboys tomorrow night, correct.
Yeah, let's do Friday. I'm going to go to a total in the Oregon-Utah game, the Pac-12 title game. Going to be nasty weather, at least that's what the forecast. 20-mile-an-hour winds, 90% chance of rain. It's already a bad field as it is. It's Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. It's where the 49ers play. And if you just blindly bet the under in all the 49ers games the last 5 years at home, you're hitting 63%. So it's a questionable surface, and it's going to be bad weather, under 47. Oregon-Utah, and I think with all the pressure on Utah, as far as, you know, it's maybe the biggest game in the history of the school because a win and they got a good chance of making the playoffs, I think they might be a little tight and a little conservative offensively. Bob Stakehouse, under 47, Oregon-Utah. In the NFL, you know what, I'm going to go with, and this is tough, but I'm going to fade Russell Wilson and the Seattle Seahawks on the road on a short week against the Rams. I think Seattle's one of the most fortunate teams in the history of the NFL. 9-1 in games decided by 7 points or less. So coin flip games, 9-1 this year. They're favored on the road against a Rams team that, nearly beat Seattle in Seattle a few weeks ago. That just, you know, Greg the Leg missed a kick there. I think the Rams plus one win the game outright.
The fact that it's a Sunday night game, does that help move it a little bit to the home team or not?
Ooh. You know what, I'll have to query that up and see,
yeah.
But you bring up an interesting question. I think since it'll be a very public side, you know, maybe you can catch a little bit of a better number on Seattle because the public likes to bet the favorite. They're going to bet the team with a much better record.
Yeah.
So maybe you hold out and get a 1.5 or so. But I can tell you already, big money's coming in on the Rams on that game.
Wow. Tell us how everybody, tell me, tell everybody, tell John, tell Charlie, how people,
tell everybody.
How people get in touch with you.
Yeah, you go to bradpowersports.com, you click on the Bill King tab at the top of the page, and once you do so, you can download all past issues of my newsletter. If you're interested and you like what you see, the newsletter is $49 for the rest of the season. Remember, you get a pick on every single bowl game. You get one on every single NFL game. 4 weeks left of the regular season, all the NFL playoffs, it covers you through the Super Bowl. $49, bradpowersports.com. You go to the Bill King tab at the top of the page.
In a couple weeks, we'll be talking with the secondary bowl games.
Mm-hmm.
That's when he really
That's when you can boost your year. Hey, Brad, real quick, I'm a suffering Giants fan living here in Nashville. Please tell me Pat Shurmur's going to get fired.
I think there's a good chance.
Good.
And they're going to hire.
I mean, they're catching eight. It doesn't look good for them on Monday night against the Eagles.
And they're going to hire Ron Rivera.
Perfect. Work with Gettleman. They went to a Super Bowl together.
So, hey, Brad, as always, thank you, man. We'll listen to you Friday morning. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Brad.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right.